talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my psychic, my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny. How you doing?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
Good. Had a good week?
I had a great week. Had a lot going on. We had a lot of Vox stuff going on.
We met Mary.
We got to see Mary. Crummy thing, though, our skydiving was canceled.
Of course.
For the second time. So hopefully this Wednesday, according to Bay News 9 this morning, it looks lovely. If you hear some screaming from Plant City around noon, it'll be Lynn and I.
It'll be me for sure.
So we have Mr. Vaughn on the boards. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great. And we have health coach Tammy Taylor on the line, right?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. Afternoon. How are you today?
Good. How are you, ladies?
Great. Great. Beautiful day today.
Yes, it is. Today's health tip is about ginger. So, you know, nature provides so much to us. And ginger is among the healthiest spices on the planet with powerful medicinal properties. It actually has a very long history, being used in various forms in traditional and alternative medicine, and it can be used fresh, dried, powdered, or as an oil or juice. And the main ingredient in ginger is gingerol, and it is a compound responsible for much of its medicinal properties. And ginger is a powerful anti-inflammatory, and there are some studies showing that ginger may be effective at reducing symptoms of osteoarthritis. It's also highly effective against nausea.
Really?
And it appears actually to speed up the emptying of the stomach, which can be beneficial for people with indigestion and other related stomach discomfort. And there's actually new area of research that is showing that ginger may have a powerful anti-diabetic property.
Wow.
In a recent 2015 study, 2 grams of ginger on a daily basis lowered fasting blood sugar by 12%.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Many things, it's just we need to get back to basics.
Yeah, and there's another study that actually suggests that ginger can protect against age-related damage to the brain. So that's very important. So if you have any of these health concerns that were mentioned, I suggest you give it a try.
But Tammy, how do you incorporate? I go to get Japanese food, and they give you some ginger. I like that ginger and whatever. But how do you incorporate ginger into your everyday foods?
Well, ginger is a taste, it's very pronounced. So it's not going to be as easy as you think to incorporate it that way.
Okay.
There's a couple of ways that I would suggest. They do sell ginger candy.
Oh.
It's usually mixed with tapioca, so it makes it very palatable.
Okay.
They also sell it in capsules.
That's for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, of course, you can get an essential oil, ginger.
Oh.
And if you're going to use it that way, just make sure you get a therapeutic grade.
Right.
Because, you want to make sure it's not mixed with anything when you're using it that way.
Yeah, and no essential oils from the dollar store.
No. Yeah. Only if you're going to put them, in a little, something, a diffuser or something
right.
that way. But not on your skin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Yeah, so very powerful product or actual natural thing to use for many of our health conditions. So
good to know, Tammy. And where can anybody reach you if they want a little bit of health coach?
Yes. Well, if you have any questions about that or anything else, you can find me at www.hope, the number 4healthnow.com. I'd love to talk to you.
Thanks, Tammy. Have a delicious day.
Thank you. You too. And good luck on that skydiving.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Good luck going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye, ladies.
Bye. Yeah, they say the third time's a charm, so we'll see. I want to welcome our newest listeners. We have Kim from Palm Harbor.
Hi.
We have Jane from Kenneth City. And we have Mary Ella from Lago.
Welcome,
so,
ladies.
Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Boy, we have lots of listeners now.
Yeah, I mean, it's building up. And you know what I say? There's always room at the Connecting Caregivers table for everyone. You don't have to come on time. You can come whenever you want. It doesn't cost you anything. You can go to the podcast, however you want. We just want to get the information out to caregivers because we know it's tough. It's not an easy job. And it's not a job. It's not just physically taking care of somebody. It's emotionally taking care of somebody and taking care of yourself and spirituality and everything else. It's a whole big deal. And, you know, today would have been my father-in-law's 99th birthday. So I have to say happy birthday to Charles Owen Burhans in heaven, which I'm sure. He was a great guy, really good guy, and he died very young, 62 years old.
Wow.
So I miss you, Charlie, and I'm glad that I had you as my father-in-law. So we have a special guest on the show today, Mr. Cliff Cook.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
And Cliff is from the Tampa Bay Research Institute. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. All right, Tuff, just tell us what the Tampa Bay Research Institute is. Because we talked a little bit about the show, and you were saying how the name of it sometimes makes it a little difficult to
figure out. A lot of people
hear
the name Tampa Bay Research Institute, and they don't associate it with what we actually do. But we have roots that go far back, 37, 38 years now, in St. Petersburg.
It started
in St. Petersburg, and it still is in St. Petersburg. But we were the first independent biomedical research institute established in the state of Florida in 1981 as a 501c3. We strictly do research. We got the first award for HIV study from the National Institute of Health, and that was in 1984.
Wow.
And we were founded on the belief that the way to fight chronic disease and cancer was through the body's immune system.
Yeah.
Which some of this originated from Eastern medicines, which focused more on healing the body, and then the body could fight the diseases.
Which is just like what Tammy was just talking about. There's so many ways, like I said, we need to get back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the different studies they've done?
Well, we were able to prove that an extract from a pine cone, and we patented this extraction process, but this crude compound, PPC for short, was able to increase the body's immune system and actually increase the number of dendritic cells. And dendritic cells are the general cells of the body's immune system. They're the ones that take in whatever's in the body and distribute to the T cells or the fighter cells what is needed to attack that disease.
Okay.
So we've been able to prove that this crude compound from a pine cone increases the body's immune system.
Wow. Do you take it?
Yes, I do take it.
Where do you get it?
You buy it at health food stores in St. Petersburg, Rolling Oats. Earth Origins are the two that I'm aware of.
Is it just in the area?
No, you can buy it in any health food store. It's pretty much over the country.
All from that one study?
Well, there are several studies. We have over a dozen patents, national and international.
Okay.
But we've been able to prove not only that crude compound increases the body's immune system, but we have thousands of anecdotal stories of people saying that it stopped their cancer and they've been cured, or that they had allergies and they've, as a side effect of taking it for cancer, that their allergies went away.
Wow.
So, and through that we've discovered that the immune system is a balancing system, and the pathways that we're working on show that there are some similarities between cancer, Alzheimer's disease and dementia and allergies. And it all is based on the need for the immune system to be at optimum level. And,
right.
as we get older, the immune system starts to break down, and that's when we become more susceptible to
right.
cancer and allergies and
Now it's sold
Alzheimer's.
Under PPC?
It's sold under the name of Immune Extra. And it's a company separate from us. They're a for-profit company that bought the rights to that nutritional supplement,
okay.
Immune Extra.
Immune Extra.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does PPC? Wasn't there a drug that has a name similar to that?
No. The actual scientific name is polyphenol propanoid polysaccharide complex.
Which makes you not want to take it.
PPC.
Those words are too scary.
So Immune Extra is what we have to look for.
Right. Correct. And it'll be in the health food store, it'll be under Immune Health or Immune Support. And you can buy it through Amazon. You can buy it online.
Because there's so many people now. I always thought you got allergies as a kid. I didn't get mine until I moved to Florida because
correct.
I'm allergic to a lot of Florida stuff,
yeah.
fruit and trees and that. But my cousin, who's 70, Janet, in Canada, she never had it before,
yeah.
and she's going crazy.
Yes. It happens to a lot of people. It comes about later
yeah.
in age.
I yeah. would have thought you were already used to everything out there.
Yeah, I would think that mm-hmm. too.
Right, yeah. No, it comes at different times in people's life.
So how is the Tampa Bay Research Institute different from other research companies or whatever?
I would say the most important thing is that we are completely independent, which means that our scientists can go wherever their studies lead them. Most research institutes are funded by a large university or a hospital, and they have maybe a strict pathway that they have to follow that guides them as far as what they can study.
Right.
If you read anything about science, and particularly with drug discoveries and treatments, is that often the end product is different from what the original research
right,
was trying to do.
Right.
So it's important to have that independent ability
to take that other path.
To take that other path, right. So we don't have a that type of limited structure
right.
in our
science.
And
that makes a big difference
doing.
Because
right.
you find something you're not looking for and mm-hmm. you want to be able to go down that other road and see what it is.
And I'd say the other thing that makes this difference is we originally started when a group of scientists from Japan came here from a university in Japan called Showa University.
Okay.
And they founded the institute in 1981. And the idea was to bring Japanese scientists to the United States and have them become familiar with Western research studies and medicine, because there are a lot of good things that are happening in Eastern medicine that they've been using for hundreds, if not thousands of
right.
years.
Right.
Right. So this was all started with taking some of these traditional
right.
Treatments and putting them under the rigorous standards that Western medicine and research has.
Yeah, and it's been proven. How people with Western medicine, there's a big difference in mortality. There's a big mm-hmm. difference in quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid, the stuff we put in our bodies,
mm-hmm.
it's really scary today. And
mm-hmm.
we do need to go back to basics, but we mm-hmm. need these studies to figure out what's going to work
right.
for these terrible diseases that we do have.
Right.
So how can... So,
are you doing studies now?
Yes, we are.
What are you doing?
Well, originally we discovered this crude complex, PPC, that we pulled out of the pine
right.
cone, and that's been patented, and that can only be a nutritional supplement. It could never be a drug. We can't ever advertise that cures
right.
cancer or
right.
treats anything. What we're trying to do now is isolate the most active molecules within that crude compound, synthesize them, and be able to prove in the laboratory that they are more effective than the crude compound in fighting the disease or having the same biological activity. And our studies cover different areas. We're studying Alzheimer's, dementia. Looking at allergies and cancer.
No, three huge things.
But are there people in, like the people, do you test people?
No. We're still in the preclinical stage, Once we've identified the most active molecules, FDA has a criteria. You have to know what are the simplest basic molecules for something to become a drug. You have to identify the chemical structure, and you have to show exactly how it's affecting the body's immune system. So a lot of things that are sold as nutritional supplements, they can't meet those standards, and they may be effective and they may be useful, but in order to meet the FDA standards for drug approval, they have to meet that very strict criteria. So hopefully our goal is to be able to isolate the most active molecules, synthesize them, identify the chemical structure, prove the efficacy in the laboratory and then with animals, and then at that point, we're hoping that some large pharmaceutical company or venture capital says, okay, you're onto something, and they would take it down the path towards drug discovery. But it can cost over $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's why drugs are so expensive.
Exactly, yeah. So we don't have that capability just as a research institute. But that's our goal, and we think we're still a couple of years away from having enough evidence to be able to be at that point.
Yeah. Yes. And so you're training a new generations of scientists here?
Yeah, that's another.
Tell me about that.
Yes. It's really exciting because ever since we started in 1981, we always felt an obligation to bring in students who wanted to follow a path of science and train them. In fact, our principal investigator, Dr. Guy Bradley, was himself an intern at Tampa Bay Research Institute and went on to All Children's Hospital and then came back and was appointed as the principal investigator. He was so impressed with the studies. What's important about this is because we are small enough, this is one thing that gives us some distinction. The internships that these students get are so much more interactive. They get real-time bench experience, whereas a lot of these interns, if they go to large research institutes, medical research institutes, they're pretty much just watching and observing and taking notes. Yeah. But one of our brightest interns, Jessica Mandula, she was an intern from Eckerd College, and she became so engrossed in the studies and what we are doing, and she took the initiative to do stuff on herself, and she got into a very exclusive doctoral program at USF College of Medicine.
Very
she
cool.
was just accepted.
Wonderful. Right,
just last year.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So every year we have 4 to 8 interns that come in from local colleges and do an internship over the summer.
So what if somebody wants more information about some of the studies that you've done? Can they find that?
Yes. Go to our website, tbri.org, and you can. There's several different areas in that website, but if you want to see our patents and publications, the big thing for scientific research is, are you published? The rest of the scientific community, have they looked at it? Is it peer-reviewed? And all of our studies and the patents have been published and peer-reviewed. So if you go to our website, you can see all that stuff.
So how could people get involved with the Institute if they wanted to get involved with the Institute?
Well, we're always looking for people that are interested in what we're doing, learning about us, and then deciding if they want to help out in some form or fashion. The easiest thing would be come to one of our quarterly presentations that we do at TBRI. We're just off Roosevelt Boulevard in St. Petersburg.
And that's on the website.
That's on the website, too. Yeah, Blue Heron Boulevard in St. Petersburg. Each quarter we do a presentation, we update it, and we talk about what our studies are focused on right now, any recent discoveries, and we talk a little bit about, of course, our history and how we got to where we are today. And it's about a 45-minute presentation.
You really want to get the word out there.
Yes, absolutely.
You're like one of those little secrets in St. Pete.
Best kept, unfortunately.
Yeah. So how else can people help? I mean, what can they do?
Yes. Well, we have a number of volunteer committees. One is called the Science Alliance, and they formed a few years ago, and they've been very helpful with Tampa Bay Research Institute. These are all volunteers who feel very passionate about what we're doing, and lots of times they've had...
That's Walt and Judy.
Walt and Judy, correct, and Doug, and they've... they've had somebody who's been affected, or they know of somebody, and they believe in what we're doing, have had heard anecdotal stories about what we're doing having affected and helped people. So what they do is they meet once a month, and then they plan activities for raising money. They do they got us an agreement, an association with Gandhi Goodwill. So now when people donate their furniture or clothing, if they designate it to go to the TBRI bin, then we get a quarterly donation from every pound that's donated in the name of TBRI.
Very cool.
And that's already bringing in money for us every quarter. We have an annual reception this year, which is coming up Thursday, May 9th. It's at the St. Petersburg Carillon Hilton. And we'll do a presentation on our latest science. And also, the Science Alliance started doing a silent auction and helping to fundraise at the event, which has brought about a great deal of excitement and festivity to the event. So they've been very helpful to TBRI.
All right, well, it's time to listen to our wonderful partners, because you know the story. If we don't hear from them, you can't hear from me. And we'll be right back with Cliff and talk a little bit further here on Connecting Caregivers Radio. Don't go away.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So I'll tell you, it's getting really exciting for me when I get emails every week and some caregivers say to me, I'm getting some help. Or I finally decided to bring someone in to bathe my loved one. Or someone just said in a support group this morning, she said she takes care of her sister. And she's like, I'm weary because she wants to go to Bell's and then she wants to go here and she can't drive anymore. And this and that. And so finally she got a home health care company and like a companion service. And they're just going to take her one afternoon every week for like 4 hours shopping. And that takes so much off of her sister.
Oh, big time.
You know, and the thing is, caregivers sometimes too, the person you're caring for is going to say to you, oh, I don't need any help, because they figure you're just going to do it. You have to put your foot down too. And sometimes when you're dealing with somebody that has Alzheimer's and dementia, you know the roles are reversed. You have to say, no, we need help and this is what we're doing. Because if they don't get that help, the caregiver is not going to be able to take care of them anymore. And I think lots of times it's just giving the person, the loved one, some kind of decision in it. So, you know, she actually said to her sister, somebody was telling me the other day, so somebody got a broken leg, they had an air cast on, and dad doesn't want to keep it on.
No.
Dad has Alzheimer's. Well, it's going to be very detrimental if he doesn't keep it on. And he was visiting somebody and they felt bad, so they let him take it off. Mm. Well, that's going to mess up everything. You might have to even re-break it, you know, whatever. And she finally said to him, Daddy, this is it. You can keep the air cast on and let your leg get better and do everything and what you need to do to help it heal. Or you can take it off and then you'll have to go into a nursing home. And you might lose your foot. And it's going to be your choice. So sometimes you just need to put it back on the person. Sometimes they're to the point where it's not going to make any sense to them anyway. Mm-hmm. But many times they're not to that point and they can still get some of that common sense. So please think about that. It kills me when I hear of a caregiver passing away or having a heart attack because they've had caregiver burnout. And their loved one is sitting there just fine and dandy, which is wonderful that they, because they took such good care of their loved one, but you need to take care of yourself too. So when people offer to let you help, you know, want to help you, please let them help you. So we were talking a little bit about immunotherapy. My husband, Tom, just finished a round of immunotherapy between Moffitt and the VA. But a lot of people don't know what immunotherapy is. So
what did they do for him?
What?
What did they do for Tommy?
With the immunotherapy?
Yeah, they took his blood out or something?
Yeah, they took his blood out and they took the white cells out. Mm-hmm. And then they put this stuff called Prevenge in there. Mm-hmm. And then he would have to go back and they would have to put the blood back in him.
That's a good example.
Yeah, so, but explain what it really is, though.
Well, it seems to be the new term now, but what is also unique about TBRI, where we were one of the first scientific research institutes 36 years ago to start looking at the immune system, because we always felt that a healthy immune system can fight any disease your body has. But we were just on the periphery of science 35 years ago. Traditional science and investigative methods was finding a one-on-one relationship between a chemical or a drug and a disease. And it wasn't as focused on understanding the body's immune system. So now it's come to the forefront. And if you read the papers and listen to the radios and you hear about scientific discoveries and the latest treatments for cancers, many times it is involving immunotherapy where the example you provided is a good one. They're taking something out of the body, something to do with their immune system, and they're reconstituting it or fixing it and then putting it back in, and then the body's immune system fights the cancer or the disease.
It's interesting. Wow. It's very, and I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about it.
Yes.
And so Tom has cancer. What else can that be used with? Is it just basically cancer?
Nothing for Alzheimer's.
Well, we're not sure of how it affects Alzheimer's, other than that we've had, like I said, thousands of anecdotal stories from people that the Alzheimer's has improved, or it's arrested the Alzheimer's. And we've been able to reproduce in the laboratory experiments with mice, where if they're given the crude compound, what we have now, the PPC, their memory improves dramatically.
How can you tell a mouse's memory improved?
You put them in a pool of water, and there's a platform slightly submerged underneath that water. And then the healthy mice, they swim around a few times and eventually find that platform, and then you put them back in later and they go back and remember where that platform is. Then you have mice that have already Alzheimer's, and you put them in and you see that they keep making these random zigzags, but they never find the platform. Or when they do finally find the platform and you put them back in later, they can't find it again. Then we treat them with the PPC, and their memory improves, and they can, the ones that had Alzheimer's, once they've had the PPC, they're able to find that platform.
Because they swim?
They swim, yes, they swim.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So that's animals. So we've proved it in animal studies, and like we say, all we have from humans is the anecdotal. People who have taken it for other right. things have said, wow, you know, my husband's memory's improved, and it's not getting any worse. So we know there's some relationship in the body's immune system with different pathways that are similar to what the body uses to fight cancer and allergies.
Well, it's very interesting, too. It's like with the whole Vox thing, too.
Yeah.
So Vox products are, I was telling you earlier, mm-hmm. insoles and socks, and it helps your body heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up your receptors. So and people, they started using it for one thing, and now people are saying, oh, one of my friends is like, I couldn't smell before. I haven't been able to smell for years. Mm. And she's like, my smell is back. So you don't, you know, and that's not what she was looking to take it for help for that
right,
issue.
Right, yes. Uh-huh.
But, I think that happens with a lot of stuff, especially a lot of stuff that is more kind of natural stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you'll find people are much more open now to. I mean, it was witchcraft a few years ago. Everybody was going, right.
It was snake oil.
Yeah. But so. Now people believe in it. You try it. I've been wearing the patch, and I think it's clearing up my blood. I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
I'll find out in a couple of months. Take it again.
People, I just want you to be open to the possibilities. Because it's very frightening when I see out there the amount of medications that people are taking. Mm-hmm. And you see those commercials on TV. Don't take it if you're allergic to it. Well, how do you know if you're allergic to it if you never took it before? Mm-hmm.
Oh, some of them.
And a lot of the side effects are possible death. I mean, yeah. It's craziness.
Right.
It's craziness. And one interacting with the other, with the other, with the other.
That's worst part of it.
And that brings something to mind. The fact that when we bring something from Asian folklore, Japanese folklore, about a medication, a remedy that's been used for 1,000 years, we know that it's been saved in that form, it's been used. Part of the problem with drug discovery when they put random chemicals together to try and fight disease and cancer is that when they go through the safety studies, they fail. So we feel like we have a leg up on that preclinical research, is that we're starting with an ingredient that has been used for centuries in Japan, has been successful.
The Japanese are very smart, Linda.
Yeah, and Chinese, you know, too. All those the Chinese Oriental people.
Yes. Linda said to me the other day, she says, we were talking about wrinkles, and I said, you would be fine if you stopped smiling. And she says, I'm not stopping smiling. I said, well, if you look at the Japanese people, they don't smile a lot.
As much, really.
And they have gorgeous skin. They're not stupid.
But, you know, it's so much, you know, I remember my dad was very ill. My dad was confined to a bed, and he had shingles. Uh-huh. And my stepmother went to one of these Orient, down in Manhattan, in Chinatown. And they gave her, like, roots and stuff and, you know, like, to cook it up. And it worked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, we used to like to just take the pill because it was fast acting. We didn't think about what was going to happen afterwards.
Well, we thought pills are okay.
I liked them,
You know, the doctor gives it to you, it must be okay. Mm-hmm. And if they have it on the market, it must be okay.
Exactly.
But every single person is different. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason, too. That's why I go to the chiropractor regularly. Mm-hmm. I go to the chiropractor twice a week. Mm-hmm. And if I need acupuncture for something, I get acupuncture. Mm-hmm. But my body's functioning. And you know what happened this week, the past couple of weeks? Yeah. I had some oral surgery that wasn't so great, and I was miserable.
So it was very, very bitchy.
Yeah, it was. excuse me? What did you say? But, you know, but I could even feel it in myself. I didn't feel good. I didn't know it. And
you attributed it to that, too.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. But, and I said to Lynn, I hope I never get ill because I'm not a good patient. That's for darn sure. Right. But you said, that's all right. I'm a good girl most of the time.
That's right. I'll take it.
That's what friends are for, right? So
earplugs are for a reason.
So, think about some of the alternative versions today and different ways you can look into stuff.
You said something that was, I thought, very, very important. Mm-hmm. People are different. Medicine is going to become more specialized in the future. And the better we understand the immune system and how immune systems may be different among people, it's going to better help us to be able to find the right type of treatment. And that's what's coming, is much more specialty as far as individual type of medication.
It's very exciting, the things that have happened, mm-hmm. just in medicine, and mm-hmm. here's the good things. There are some really wonderful things happened.
Definitely.
And we need to look forward to that. Mm-hmm. And we need to find a cure for cancer. We need to find a cure for Alzheimer's mm-hmm. and dementia.
Yes.
Because we're all living a whole lot longer than we did before.
Do you think that Alzheimer's is because we're living longer, that we see more of it, or do you think that there's something in the air? It's a tough one, eh?
It is a tough one.
I think part of it is that we are living longer. Because I've heard medical professionals tell us that, you know, when you get to a certain age, you know,
your brain naturally declines. Things decline.
I don't know if it's specifically Alzheimer's. It just may be some form of dementia.
Right.
Correct.
Alzheimer's, I think, is more distinct than this.
They say there's a gene because they can test for that now.
Yes.
And the thing is, too, Jasmine, we just mentioned that. Yeah, I want to mention this again because a lot of people don't know this. Alzheimer's is just a type of dementia. Mm-hmm. I try to explain, I think an easy way to understand it is dementia is ice cream, Alzheimer's is a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Lewy bodies, there's vascular dementia, there's alcohol-induced dementia, there's all of the different kinds of dementia. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to realize that too, because I always want to mention on the show, you need to find out what kind of dementia your loved one has, because the treatments are different, the behaviors are different. Some things are exactly the same, but some of the behaviors are a lot different, and once you can identify that, and they were just talking about that in the support group this morning, that once this one couple that take care of her mom could get some education, and then once they went to a virtual dementia tour, they could see the difference, and they knew how to act differently, and they knew how to treat things differently.
Have you done that, Cliff?
No, I never have. I just heard of it today when talking with you.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing. And so if any communities out there are listening and you want to do one of those, I would love for you to do it and contact me, because I have a lot of my caregivers are starting to ask for it again. It was like around for a while, and then it kind of goes away, and then it kind of comes back.
It's very interesting, though. They put you in a situation, noise, flashing lights, so that
you have fingers taped together.
And give you tasks.
I see. Simulating what it's like
what
from
it is for
the patient's perspective.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because, you know, lots of, you know, their vision is impaired. You know, there's a lot of different things. And when I went in there, you know me. First, I'm like, oh, piece of cake. I can do this. I don't have dementia. It was terrible. And it was terrible. And I was actually angry.
She was so mad when she came out.
Yeah, I'm not a good...
Really?
and she's like, I don't know.
I laughed and I got reprimanded for curse word, because I walked in, it's dark, it's noisy. I said, what the heck? And they had it all on tape.
So yes,
but it's very interesting, because you don't realize when you got to fold something. You'll see people sitting in the home folding, and they don't fold properly, and they give you these type of tasks.
I mean, it was put hang something up on a hanger, fold towels, put a piece of paper in an envelope,
and you couldn't do it.
And I couldn't do it. So, and like the people in the support group said this morning, after they did that, they had so much more compassion for their mother.
Sure.
Because they could understand more of what was going
That's
on.
That's very scary. Can you imagine being that way with noise? And
I know. No.
Virtual noise.
And, and that's another thing, too. Right before we go to our sponsors, I want to mention, too. I've got a lot of caregivers contacting me lately, and they take mom to Walmart or somewhere, and they're freaking out. It's too noisy for them. Don't take them to those big stores.
Hmm.
It's just too much. It's the hearing noise all over the place.
Yeah.
It's scary. You know, I can remember one time taking my mom to Sam's Club in the end, and we forgot to get something that was way in the back of the store. So I'm like, Mom, just sit here. I'm just going to run back, because I could do it so much quicker. I'm just going to run back to the back of the store and get it, and I'll be right back. And I come back, and she's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
And I couldn't find her for a little while, and then I finally find her, and she's always sitting on a chair by the prescription counter, crying, because she's scared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the day I knew I cannot do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't run to the back of the store. I have to be with her.
Yeah.
So think about sometimes, just because you've been doing something for a long time and it works, it might not continue to work. So it'll be easier for your loved one and for you and for everybody else. So it's time to hear once again from the rest of our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Attention caregivers, has someone you care for been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's disease? If so, we need your help. We're looking for men and women 55 to 80 years of age for a new research study to see if an investigational medication can potentially slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Eligible participants will receive study-related care, monitoring, and investigational medication or placebo. Compensation for time and travel may be available to patient and caregiver. Call Meridian Research today at 727-347-8839 or 813-563-6009 to see if you qualify.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know what it means when you hear that horns. We're off to the races, and Lynn has good stuff to tell you, so get yourself a paper and pen, okay, Lynn?
Okie dokie.
You got it.
On April 28th, from 3 to 5 p.m., the matinee Opera Players are presenting The Lights of Broadway at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. Admission is by donation. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. For more information, call 727-204-4163.
That's tomorrow. Wow, it came up really quick.
And today we're going to see Denying Gravity, but they were sold out.
They're sold out.
We're not talking about it. But that's
no, we'll talk about it next week after we go.
Perfect. If we have time, because we'll be talking skydiving, hopefully.
Oh,
on May 11th at 8:30 a.m. is the MDA Muscle Walk at Al Lopez Park in Tampa. Please sign up with a team or start your own team and ask others to join and support you with a donation. Your donation will help to support people with neuromuscular disease through research, treatments, and care. For more information, call 727-577-1700. And then on May 18th, the city of Seminole will host a hurricane seminar featuring Ed Bloodsworth, the meteorologist on WFLA Channel 8, from 10 to noon at the Seminole Community Library on 113th Street.
Yeah, it's getting time to, you know, that hurricane preparedness, so you go there. There's always good information.
Yeah, you need to get ready before we get one.
Exactly.
All right. And if you have incontinence issue and cannot afford the supplies you need, you can call the helpline for Diapers for Dignity at 727-217-8111 or 1-800-963-5337.
It's important. It's important because, you know, some of us don't realize how much we have compared to what somebody else has. And some people don't even have those basics. I just want to I was going through some papers the other day, and I found this thing. I don't know who gave it to me or when they gave it to me, but I like it. It says Alzheimer's request. So this is something that an Alzheimer's patient wrote. It says, "Do not ask me to remember. Don't try to make me understand. Let me rest and know you're with me. Kiss my cheek and hold my hand. I'm confused beyond your concept. I am sad and sick and lost. All I know is that I need you to be with me at all cost. Do not lose your patience with me. Do not scold or curse or cry. I can't help the way I'm acting. I can't be different, though I try. Just remember that I need you, that the best of me is gone. Don't fail to stand beside me. Love me till my life is gone." So we know this whole trip with Alzheimer's and dementia is really a difficult time. But there is some joy in the journey if you get some help and you get some education. So, Cliff, what's the last thing you want to tell us today that our caregivers need to hear?
Yes, Linda, I'd like to point out that we are completely dependent on donations from either private foundations or individual donors. Federal government has cut back drastically any kind of grants for these types of research institutes. So we need help. We need people to get involved. If you have ideas for fundraising, mm-hmm. please let us know. We've got an annual reception coming up Thursday, May 9th at the Carillon Hilton in St. Petersburg. This reception starts at 6 p.m. We're going to have a great selection of silent auction items that the Science Alliance has put together. And if you have any other questions, you're welcome to call our phone number. It's in St. Petersburg, 727-576-6675.
And the website?
www.tbri.org.
Okay, so they can find all the information. So thanks for being here today. We really appreciate it. Keep us posted as more things happen and good things.
Certainly.
Because it's really important that we make some changes around here. So we're off to Denying Gravity. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I just want to say to caregivers, you know, I wanted to mention something quickly. You know, they're talking about the Vox Life. So this is a doctor that did 3,000 brain mappings. And 100% of the people that were brain mapped had an increased brain activity with the Vox products on. Anywhere from, I think they said 6% to 67% or something like that.
Didn't you notice how smart I got?
You're always smart. Thanks so much for joining us today. Like our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Please go nominate someone for the caregiver contest. We look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.